The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today's show is Simple Choices, Profound Results. Ooh, that sounds kind of weighty.
Does? I think life is full of simple choices, and then we get what kind of weighty with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's all that difficult.
Good. Let's have it be fun, then.
It used to be difficult when we first met.
Yeah.
Or before we first met, my life was very complex and difficult.
Everything. There were no simple choices.
Everything was weighty. Difficult decisions.
Like where to eat dinner, oh my goodness.
Or who should tell the cab driver where we were going.
Yeah.
That was always a fighting point with us.
Yeah, you know, when you're fighting with your life, everything is difficult.
Everything's a fight.
So today's show, I predict, will be like transformation,
right.
maybe.
Yes,
let's talk about one of our favorite subjects.
The most important thing, if you want to be enlightened.
You want to have your life transformed?
Is to develop the skill set of listening. Most people listen to their thoughts and they believe they're listening, but they're listening to their thoughts and their agreement or disagreement with what's being said. So they're not really listening. They're, in effect, arguing their point of view against the opposing point of view of whoever is speaking. Now, here's the thing. There are 7 billion people on the planet, and each one of us human beings has their own individual point of view. It's not right, it's not wrong, it's not good, it's not bad, and it doesn't threaten your point of view, really.
It just is.
Right.
And if you can hear another person's perspective, simply to hear what they have to say from their perspective,
that will pull you into the current moment of your life, and your life will transform as a result of getting into the current moment of life.
Now, of course, in the case of Shia and myself,
finish each other's
sentence. Yes, so it's almost like hearing our perspective.
That's right. It's definitely our perspective because
we dovetail.
That's right.
We always like to warn people that close to the beginning of the show.
Especially if you're listening to the show for the first time, you think we're kind of rude cutting each other off. Not really.
No, we just simulthink.
That's right.
Makes it so much easier.
It
takes the burden off.
It does. Whenever I run out of words, you continue.
Etc.
Let's talk about the 3 principles of instantaneous transformation.
Yes, I love that.
The first principle is anything you say no to dominates your life. Anything you don't like, don't want, resist, would rather be different. You can pick the phrase that best suits it, but anything you say no to or resist will persist. It will grow stronger, and it will definitely dominate your life, your thoughts. You'll be constantly thinking about what you don't like. Now, if you look at your life, you'll see that's a pretty accurate representation of how most of us go through life. We look at and complain about what we don't like showing up in our current environment, and that just keeps it there.
Second principle is this.
You can only be exactly as you are.
Right now.
In this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Oh, finish my sentence for me. Did I get upset with that?
No, I didn't finish. I did it right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Perfect. You didn't cut me off. You added two.
That's right.
Right, okay.
I whispered.
You whispered, but they heard.
I did.
It made you seem smarter than me, though. That's only because you are.
I'm not going there. Third principle. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
That's right. Anything you see without judging, that's a third principle.
You know, when we put together with our producer this particular episode, she had read an article we did somewhere in the archives up on our website called Simple Choices, Profound Results. There was a day where Shai and I took the afternoon off.
And we were going to go to the Delaware River, which is about 15, 20 minutes from our house. And we were going to go fishing for smallmouth bass.
So we hitched up our little trailer with our little aluminum boat, and we went down to the bottom of the hill, and we got to the bottom of the hill.
And we had a choice.
Left or right?
And to go left would have taken us about 5 minutes less to reach the boat launch.
But for some reason, we just said, let's go right.
And so we went right.
So even though we didn't have that much time, we just said, let's just follow. It was a very simple choice. We didn't really think much about it.
But it was a right, seemed the right way to go, so we went right.
When we came back from fishing that day,
there was a police officer in the middle of the road where we had to go up the hill that we had come down to make our right turn.
And all the lights were out in town, and you could see down the road, and there was all these leaves ripped off the trees.
And what happened was
a tornado
went through down by the boat landing that we would have gone to.
Tornado, hail.
Had we gone to the left rather than to the right?
I hesitate to think about what could have been actually a useless exercise, but I am profoundly grateful I wasn't in the middle of the river when a tornado came through and also something throwing golf ball-sized hail at you. So it just occurred to me that when you're here, when you're present
in the current moment of your life,
you're not really making decisions. There are obviousnesses.
You look and see what the obvious next thing is to do. That.
So I like that. The obvious next thing appears. We actually have the three principles kind of mixed up.
We started with them the way we said them. First principle, that you resist. This second principle, you can only be as you are in any given moment. And third principle, anything you allow to be the way it is will complete itself. But they're actually out of order, which we didn't realize until about a year ago.
So it's really the second principle. Life shows up the way it does.
Exactly as it does, and it can't be different than it is.
Then
and
you
now
have choice,
you have two choices.
A or B. Resist it and get stuck there.
Or
say yes to your life.
And if you say yes to your life, if you allow it to be the way it is, it completes itself in that moment, in that instant. The instantaneous transformation is what we call our way of relating to interacting with people and their lives. That your life can transform in an instant.
The moment you're being.
That's right. You just have to get here. Now, if you're in your thoughts about it, you'll never. Well, that's like that story about the Zen master and the English professor. An English professor comes to the Zen master and says, "I want to learn about Zen." Zen master says, "Well, first let's have a cup of tea." And so Zen master makes a pot of tea and starts pouring it. And you know the English professor says, "Well, he wants tea. Okay, we'll have tea." And the Zen master is pouring the tea, and the cup gets full, and it gets fuller and fuller until it's pouring over, and he keeps pouring it. And the college professor says, "You know, it's full. Can't you see it's full? It can't hold anymore." And so the Zen master says, "Yeah, it's just like your mind. You're so full, you can't hold anymore. In order to understand Zen, you have to have an empty mind. Your cup needs to be empty." Well, it's that way with being here. If you're busy in your thoughts, you're not available to see the simple choices that life presents you with.
We have a caller.
We do.
Let's take her.
Oh, please, yes.
Amy, are you there?
Here.
Awesome. Where are you calling from
today?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Excellent.
Where in New Jersey?
Oh, well, I'm in Clifton.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Miss Amy.
Yes, thanks for having me. I was listening to what you were saying, And I realized, you know, recently I was in a, I own a web company with my husband called Tag Online. We do web services, and I was in a client meeting recently, and the client was giving me some feedback of the website we were doing for them. And at first I got a little defensive. I was like, oh, you know, they're saying something, maybe, you know, I don't want to hear it. And then I relaxed, and it was, I really saw the choice. I saw the choice of getting defensive.
That would be resisting what was coming your way.
Right. And we're listening.
Yes.
To what they were had to say to me. And he spoke, and I kept relaxing, and then I just kept listening and listening, and it was fine. And after I listened, I was in a much better relationship with this client. It was amazing, because originally I resisted it, and then I just saw that choice of, you know, saying, wait, what about this, what about that? And then I realized that wouldn't really help him or me.
Right. He would not have felt heard.
Right.
And that simple choice of dropping your defensiveness and listening, I'm sure, had a profound effect on that. That meeting, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it did. And after the meeting, the client was very excited, and we were excited, and it was just a great meeting when it could have went the opposite way.
By the way, if you want a really great web company, and it doesn't matter where you are on this planet because it's for the World Wide Web, Amy and Andy, her husband, who both have degrees, master's in computer science, they host our website. So if you've ever been to transformationmadeeasy.com, you've seen it from soup to nuts. It's been a creation of Tag Online, and we are so proud of our site. And there's so much you don't see on the outside. You guys do the backbone part also, where we track courses, and there are online forms for Costa Rica, where everything is gone green. We don't have to do all that with paper and fax anymore.
Yes, yeah, it's great.
It is great.
And then I recently also, I was speaking with my husband, Andy, who is our, you know, my partner in the company and my great husband, and we realized that when he and I are on the same page and I'm listening to him if he makes a suggestion, because I also have that initial, but wait a minute, I want my way, or I see it this way, but if I listen to what he wants to do from his point of view, again, it's like a choice. I could say no to what he's saying, or I could listen, and suddenly we're partners and in relationship as opposed to being in opposites.
You know, there's something that you're starting to define for us here, and I don't know if people have heard it quite yet, so I'm going to underline it. When you're actually being here rather than agenda-driven, because most of us have agendas. We either want to get it ahead, you want to get the sale, you want to get a conversation over with, you want to appear smart, whatever your agenda is.
And some of us don't even realize we have agendas. They're hidden agendas that we put together at a much earlier stage in our life, but they still run.
Yeah, in fact, in our new book that's coming out early September, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, there's a whole chapter about a gal whose parents, whenever one person would say something, if her mother took a position, her father would automatically take the opposite side, and vice versa. And so there was no choosing. It was all mechanical. Life choices aren't mechanical.
They're spontaneous.
They're authentic. They happen when you let go of that forward past.
Or that need to be right.
Right. That's so true. That's so true. The need to be right, because I see that come up in me, and that's the choice. I could be right, or I can be in relationship with my husband.
That's it. And if you're being right, you're always out of relationship.
Yes, it's true. I also saw it recently with our children. You know, we have two boys, 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I noticed that when I am not listening to them, or my husband and I are not in partnership, they will, you know, they'll act out, they'll do things that are not appropriate. But when I'm listening to them and I really be there with them and I have that choice of just, you know, getting distracted with something else or listening to them, and when I really listen to them, our relationship just gets much better and easier. And they aren't acting out.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, you know, when you talk about that, Amy, most parents don't imagine or realize that a lot of the reasons their kids get off balance and act out has to do with the child reflecting the stresses in the parents.
In the relationship.
And if it's a single parent, the relationship between that parent and themselves or that parent and the children, and when the parents get centered,
the children behave beautifully.
Yeah.
I know that we've talked about that in some of our previous episodes, like on parenting, and that you and Andy have been gracious enough to come on and talk with people. But I love that you underline that, because that's such a powerful thing. And so many people have kids, and they get driven crazy when the kids act out and never occurs to them to look to themselves as the source.
Right. And it's great, because it seems it's not a like a one time thing. I'm aware of that decision of listening versus getting distracted, or my relationship with Andy, if we're not in relationship, we're always aware of that. And if he and I get off track or something, we're like, and our kids start acting out, we're like, wait a minute, we look to ourselves. And it's been such a great tool for us.
That's great. You know, one of the things I appreciate, too, is how you're being so straightforward about how sometimes you get off balance. I think people sometimes think that getting off balance is, quote, bad.
A sign of not being enlightened.
Or a failure. Mm. And so they try to hide it from people, and they certainly try to hide it from themselves. So it's very cool that you are just talking about it in such a natural manner.
Yeah, it's really been wonderful, because it's a flow, and that's what I love. The title of this show, Simple Choices, Profound Results, because, you know, when suddenly he and I are out of relationship, and I'm like, whoa, what happened? And then we make a choice, we look to see, and then it changes.
Right, awesome. Just the seeing of it, if you don't judge yourself for having gotten knocked off, is enough to get you back in your center.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's a perfect place for us to take a segue, because we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, sure.
Excellent. All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back
and
don't miss Being Here.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new power. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking about simple choices, profound results. And I want to invite you to our next course in New York City, Creativity and Intuition. It's in July 27th to 29th. It's a perfect time of year for it. It's a really fun exploration into your ability to be creative and intuitive. And you're invited. Lots of people have been setting up meetups about transformation so that they have an opportunity to articulate for themselves and for their friends and for people in their community a transformational lifestyle. And so there are lots of Say Yes to Your Life meetups out there. And we have them in Minneapolis and Hong Kong and Basel, Switzerland and Cambridge and in
Hamburg, Germany,
and Long Island. So if you want to know if there's a Say Yes to Your Life meetup near you, just go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. On the seminar schedule on the left, you just go down the pull-down menu, and you will see there's the Say Yes to Your Life meetup groups, and you can check. And if there isn't one near you and you'd like to start one, any one of those people at those meetups would be happy to help you start one of your own. So you can have a transformational community in your own backyard.
Wherever you are.
Amy, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Amy, I got to tell you, I love the Internet. Thank you so much for all those years ago, you and Andy saying, I want to put you up on the Internet. That was one of those simple choices we said yes to that's had a profound
result
on our lives.
Yes, so true.
How long ago was that, Amy?
Oh, my. It was like 1994.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a long time.
We didn't even know what the World Wide Web was.
I know, right? Unbelievable. Well, it's great. It's been such a great resource, and I'm so glad that we are doing your website.
Yes, we are too. We are too. Is there anything else you wanted to say, or did you have any questions?
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I just, when I heard that simple choices, profound results. One thing I, first of all, I am looking forward to the Creativity and Intuition course. I'm going to be doing that one. So I'm excited about that. But, you know, when you mentioned that course, what appeals to me is that in each moment, you know, you're being creative and using your intuition. So a lot of times in business, somebody will present a possibility for me, and sometimes I'll say, well, that doesn't sound very reasonable for me to do that, but I'll do it anyway because I have this sort of feeling like I need to do that. Like you were saying, go left versus go right. So I find that I've been using my intuition more, and you know, doing, having the choice of, you know, doing something in a given moment, as opposed to just mechanically doing something, I find that that's what I really like about that course, Creativity and Intuition.
You know, Amy, choices are never reasonable. They're not unreasonable, but reasonable goes through the mind. And a true choice is, as we were saying before, we kind of made up a new word, obviousness, where you take a look and see
what's obvious. And then you know what to do because it's so obvious.
Right.
You couldn't have, it's also serendipitous because you couldn't have even guessed that that opportunity would show up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't really sound very reasonable. It's not. It doesn't sound like it's in my plan. But then I have this sort of inkling like I need to do it.
Well, reasonableness really does kill off aliveness.
Yeah, lots of times, you know, one of the things I really admire is in any given weekend group, we'll have people who made their way there. And sometimes they're from New York City, but lots of times they're from a distance.
We have
and
people come in from Hong Kong or Singapore or
their being there is not necessarily a reasonable choice, but it's a heartfelt choice.
Mm.
When you can start allowing your heart to dictate, as opposed your natural knowing, your ability to be appropriate, choose rather than have to be dictated to by your
decisions that were made a long time ago.
Of what you're capable of.
Of what you're capable of, or what you told yourself you can or cannot, or should not do.
Right.
A life becomes this profound adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this radio show.
Yeah. This is one of those, do you want
to
do this radio show? It was like, wow. You know, it wasn't that long ago, just a couple months or month ago, it was a five-year anniversary.
Wow.
So that's really pretty cool. It went fast. It was a simple choice, and we're really happy that we have invested in it all these years.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Yes,
really
Amy.
Appreciate it, Amy.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you at Monday Night Alive.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller on
yes,
the line.
Yes, let's take her.
Holly?
Yes, hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
I love it.
Yeah.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Oh, it's so good to be with you. It was great hearing your conversation with Amy, too. It was really a lot nice. It had me thinking, you know, you were talking about, I heard talking about the dynamics of, like, when she and Andy were in sync and how that helped with their children. But I've also recently found, like, when I'm in sync with myself, that really has helped with my relationship with my mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
in those moments, Holly, you're not treating her like your mom. You're treating her like a person.
Yeah.
And our parents are also really good fall guys when we're upset.
Yes, she has been. She definitely. And there's been some challenges recently that we've been dealing with, that she's been dealing with. She's fallen recently, and she got hurt, and she's good. She's actually in a rehabilitation center working on healing a leg injury that she had. But it's brought up a lot of anxiety for her, a lot of concerns. And I have to tell you, sometimes I haven't always found the simple choice. And
well, Holly,
yeah.
The simple choice is to listen to her. But you see, the problem is you don't want to. Because you're going to say things that you would rather her not say.
That, like, you find uncomfortable. That,
like she's getting old.
That's true.
And you're going to lose her at some point.
That's true.
You let yourself feel that.
Yeah.
See, part of it, too, is we have, as a caring person and a loving person, love her. When she says she's concerned about things, feel this pressure inside you to, quote, make it right. But
alleviate
this is what right
concerns.
Looks like.
Yeah.
And as people age, there come moments where if we all had our druthers, those moments wouldn't come.
Yeah.
And there's a certain helplessness or out of controlness because you can't fix it for her. And then it's like, well, somebody needs to stay with her. Or, but I have my life established
here. And you live in Brooklyn, New York, and she lives in California.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You don't just hear what she has to say. You extrapolate out to thinking you need something with what she's communicating rather than simply hear it. And when you really listen to it, if there is something that needs to be done, that appears.
You know what, Ariel? Can you just say that one more time? There's really something?
If
you really listen to her.
Yeah.
Then if there is something that needs to be done, that occurs. But
it becomes obvious.
You can't be listening to her trying to strategize how to fix it or not listen to her because you find the content of what she has to say
distressing.
Both of those are forms of resistance.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, and when I am there with her, I mean, it's like we laugh. She's in the hospital and she's laughing with me, and it's just as lovely as if she's at home, you know.
Yeah, but Holly, you got to be kind to yourself, girl, because see, you can't be with her even though you think you ought to be because you have a job. And you have responsibilities to the children you teach and the teachers you teach.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, truthfully, I don't think your mom would like you there.
Yeah, you're very right about that.
I mean, we all have fantasies, but, like, I recently, you know, have made several different plans in my head to go visit my parents who are in their 80s, and they're so busy that, frankly, they haven't wanted me. And so it's kind of like we're setting it up around a time frame that works for them. I mean, my first plan, normally I say I'm coming, and they're all excited. But I was ready to tell them I'm coming, but they were going on a cruise to Alaska. So it was kind of like, oh, well, there goes that time frame. I'm not the only one with a busy, full life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's just—it's lovely. I can't tell you what a gift it is just to talk to you and just feel. And also, thank you for saying be kind to myself, because I think a lot of times when I am far away, I am like, oh my God, I should be there. But I have this very supportive family that really cares about her and likes her and wants to be there for her, and they've been there for me too. So I forget that sometimes. I forget seeing that.
Well, you know, as you say that, it occurs to me that when we're young, we've all been enculturated with certain ideas, and sometimes it's the idea that at X age you should have a child, or when you get married that happens, or as you age you're a good person does this for their parents. And sometimes life shows up not the way we've been inculturated. So part of what wars inside
I think
you...
life always shows up not the way we've been inculturated.
Yeah, that's true.
Life shows up differently, and that's what causes the problems. Because, see, that's... When life shows up differently than you would prefer, it becomes problematic.
And then, so one of the things that happens is, I'll give you a very simple example from something that is not as weighty as your mom's there and she's fallen and you're here. So sometimes I'm doing emails and Shai is doing the dishes. And there's a part of me that doesn't approve because women are supposed to do that, the dishes, that is. Now, I know that's absolutely false. I know that as an adult, that's not true. I know that actually in my home life, my mom did handle a lot of the paperwork around my parents' mutual business. My dad often did the dishes. But that doesn't mean that somewhere, whether it was by watching TV or that I didn't gather this strange idea of what I should be doing in order to be a better person. So every once in a while, it runs through that I'm shirking.
Shirking your responsibilities, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
funny, I came up with that word, too.
What, shirking?
Yeah, before you said it. Actually, I probably hoovered your head.
Yes, that is true. Probably we simul things. Excellent.
Yeah. No, that's you're absolutely right. I see my enculturation. And also, I'm an only child, so for some reason I also think, oh, well, that really is. But you know what? I've got this tool. Sorry, go ahead.
You have this way?
I just said I have this beautiful thing that I fell upon called transformation that has just allowed me to go, you know, that is an enculturation. And you know, my mom and I've exposed her to the Monday night workshops. We went to a meetup in California when I was out there, and the Say Yes meetups. And she's going to the next one, and the gal that's starting it out there is like, oh, I'll call your mom, and if she needs me to pick her up, I'll pick her up. So things are great. Things are really lovely.
You know, I have one other idea about times when you might have conflict with your mom,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we have enough time in this segment. In fact, I'm sure we don't because we only have a few moments left. Can you come back with us after the break?
I would love to. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
So come back if you want to hear what we're going to say.
Right.
Miss Holly, we'll be back shortly.
So, come on back.
And don't miss Being Here.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
Shia.
And we're speaking with Holly. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
I know you know this, Holly, but for all the listeners out there, September 4th is the launch date for our new book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, Marriage. And you can find out more about it either on our website, or you can go to barnesandnoble.com
or Amazon.com.
Reorder your copy today.
Right. It's going to be really worth it because I don't know if we told you guys this already, but it's got a video and audio component to this book where you can actually see the sessions that we had with people that the chapters were written from.
Speaking of, this isn't what I was going to talk to you about, Holly, but speaking of simple choices, profound results, we were watching one of those little video mini sessions that we have on the Premium Excellence Club, and there was a interaction with a lady, Christiana. We talk about it in the book, and we actually have that segment in the book that so profoundly moved us. Shia turned to me and said, "We have to write a book with you." And that was there was this simple choice that he had this inspiration. It was an obviousness, and I said yes to it, and we did it, and I'm really thrilled with the results.
I am.
It's got a great cover, too.
You know, it occurs to me, Holly, that from time to time you may have difficulty with your mom because she's like a good face saver, meaning it might be easier to worry about your mom's health, for instance, than it is to get back out into the dating scene.
That is very true. That I can. Thank you. I can see that. Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, if your ex-boyfriend comes around where you are and is looking a little hangdog, you know, then and you don't want to feel it, you can go worry about your mom instead of allowing yourself to feel and move on and get re-engaged in your life and, you know, take care of yourself in that way. So, you know, when you find yourself starting to want to not listen to your mom, you may also want to look and see if having conflict with her is saving you from something.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That's great. I really thank you very much.
You're welcome. Really.
I'm hugging you over the lines.
Oh, thank you. I feel it. I really feel it.
Good.
Really a treat to have you on our show today.
We both.
It was a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure, guys.
Excellent.
All right.
And we look forward to seeing you on Monday, too.
I will see you on Monday. Sounds great.
Hey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Excellent. And we have another caller who's been patiently waiting. I think we should take her.
Okay, let's.
Lenore, you with
Hi.
Us?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you today?
I am in the Bronx, in New York.
Excellent. Welcome
yeah.
to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
What
you
can
know,
I do for you today?
So, well, I have been bouncing between our two homes. My husband and I recently bought a new house.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, when you said that, I thought, this is a very high-class problem.
Yeah, really. Our two homes.
It's very funny. But what I've been doing lately, I find myself, whenever I'm at one house doing things, I feel like I should be doing something bigger or more important at the other house.
Well, I'll give you a hint. There's nothing more important than what you're up to in any moment. Like right now, the only place you should be engaged in is this radio show, not what you have to do after it's over.
Cool.
See, that you're in one house, that's where you need to be in that moment because that's where you are. Now, thinking you should be in another house only causes you disturbance.
Well, what we just said to Holly applies to you as well in a certain respect, in that if you're in your new house, it's new, really new. So there's lots of projects and lots of things that are undone. So rather than be there in the incompleteness of creating a home, because there's
the uncomfortableness of it's not being already complete,
you can run away in your mind to the other place. And when you're in your old home, which once you make the move in total, from what I understand, you're going to sell it, you may have things there that you're still attached to, the neighborhood, people who are there, things you're afraid you're going to miss. So it's far easier than to actually be there, to run off in your mind to the new house.
Wow. That is true. When you say that, I can identify specific times where I do exactly that. You know, I find there are things in both homes, like there are challenging things. I it doesn't sound like a big deal, but really deciding the tile for the bathroom was a kind of a it felt very permanent, you know, it felt like a really big deal. What if I did it wrong? Kind of thing. And then when I'm in the Bronx, I think there are people here that I've made really good friends with, and I'll miss them.
Yes. You know, and I can really get that. Sometimes those choices, like what tile. But I'll tell you something. Have you picked the tile for your new place?
Yes.
When you ultimately came to it, it was a very simple choice.
That's true. It was.
You know, right up in when you, all of that other stuff, it wasn't simple. I really find that sometimes, like when we're working on a project or we're putting together, like this book that's coming out in September, there were times where if I had tried to force it to happen faster, sometimes I just didn't have all the information yet, and it probably wasn't, well, it obviously wasn't until you actually saw the tile you ultimately picked.
Said yes.
But yeah. I'm sure you were putting a pressure on yourself to choose long before you saw that tile.
I was, and the world seemed so huge at that time. It just seemed like, well, there are just too many choices to make, and I'm supposed to know this. You know.
Well, you know, when there are too many choices to make, that's then you're in trouble because that drives people crazy. When there are very few choices, when it's between one and another, then it's a lot easier than if you have a half dozen.
Yeah. You know, but then when I found the one, it was really obvious to me.
Kind of like your husband.
Kind of like my husband.
Yes. All those other ones you tried to make fit didn't fit.
That's right.
But, you know, that's really one of the things that happened for us back when we built our conference center in Bali, Indonesia. We no longer have. We've moved on to Costa Rica, which is a much better location for us. But there was something that I really learned when we were there. If something didn't want to happen, it generally shouldn't happen. So if we were really pushing to make something happen, there was always a backlash that we didn't appreciate. But if it was something that either wanted to happen easily or was simple, it was in sync with our lives rather than with our agendas for what we should do. And I've really learned to respect that. So
yeah.
Trying to see somebody and I'm trying to make appointment after appointment and none of the appointments work out, I have to start thinking whether or not that practitioner is somebody I really should be seeing, that type of thing.
Right. Wow. That makes so much sense to me. And I don't know if it's because we're getting closer to the creativity intuition workshop or what, but I feel like the hints that are coming to me seem louder now than they have in the recent past.
The hints.
It's like sometimes, like I had this impulse when I picked this tile. I had this impulse. Our new neighbor sells tile at his store. And normally for me, I can get a little shy when I'm just meeting people, if you can believe that. And he said, oh, you should come by the shop or something. And I said, okay. And I really didn't think I had any intention of going. And I was driving, and I wasn't even driving there. And the next thing I know, that's where I am. Yeah. And I go in, and we're chatting, we go upstairs, and this tile just jumped out at me. It wanted to be mine and Joe's.
That's very cool. So, as we were saying, it was an obviousness.
Yes.
I love this say yes to your life thing. Sandy Roboto, thank you for creating it. Sandy created it out in Hayward, California, and the world has followed. It's really about saying yes to your life.
So true. And Joe and I have just started one on Long Island, and I said yes to my husband to start this, and it's been incredible for our relationship.
Well, saying yes to your husband will be incredible for your relationship. It's a simple thing to do, and the results are really profound. You see, you have to be a very big person in your not so much in size, but in your moral compass, in your sense of well-being in yourself, that you can allow yourself to say yes to your husband, because so many women are so busy trying to prove that they're not being subservient that they can't allow themselves to do what they want anyway if their husband suggests it.
I have been that person, yes.
Yes, you have been that person at one time in a previous life.
You know, it wasn't too long ago, though, at a Monday night, I saw you and Joe sitting together, and your beauty together was radiant. And just, you know, if nobody had spoken for the whole Monday night alive, and we were just basking in each other's glow, the way you two were being would have had a really dramatic impact on people. It's really sweet to see what's happening for you.
Thank you so much.
So obviously saying yes is agreeing with you.
It does. It really does. And it's funny because I've heard you guys say before that it takes two to fight and one to end the fight, and it always has to be you.
Yep.
Or me, rather.
Yes.
And I realized for myself that it takes one to start the fight, and it was very off. It was me.
Well, look, when you're upset, you want everybody around you to be upset.
It's an old Murphy Brown quote. Murphy Brown was a show on television.
Candace Bergman.
Bergman was the actress, and it's one of my favorite quotes. She said, "You don't want to get me upset because I'm never upset alone."
Oh, my sister. Yeah, I was that person.
She's closely related.
Yeah, that it felt like that before.
Well, I really think, you know, when you're pressuring yourself to make a choice, you haven't recognized that the timing just isn't right yet.
Well, if you're pressuring yourself to make a choice, you're not making a choice.
You're deciding to get it over with.
Right. You're looking to be over with it rather than to be with it. You know, this book cover for our new book has gone through so many iterations.
Mm-hmm. We thought it was done and we had it over with, and our distributor said, please don't do this.
Right.
We don't like the cover. And we had to stop and listen, and what it meant if we listened to them is it was going to be an extra 3 months before we could release it. And we made the choice to do it.
Their way.
Their way. Because they're the experts. And we are so happy we did. It's so much more elegant. And it was such a partnership rather than, I know, you don't, I'm not listening. And
yeah.
Which is what a lot of people's relationships devolve to. But, you know, if you give up the agenda to be right, you can actually have a magnificent life. But there's a cost. You have to give up being right. Many people are not willing to do that. They think it's some kind of degradation to say yes to what somebody else wants.
Yeah. And to apologize as well, because I thought that both of those went together, and I also thought that I would lose something if I just gave that up. And I realized
you gave what up? You mean said you were sorry?
That I said that I was sorry, yeah, because that I did something wrong, and that I was, you know, I don't know, stupid probably. that used to be a big one for me.
That you're afraid it would
reflect
stupid.
Poorly upon you.
Yes, I wouldn't look good.
You know something? Just the opposite happens.
You look great in yourself.
Right.
Speaking of great, this has been a great show.
It really has been a great show.
And you know what?
We're running out of time.
I'm so happy you called in today.
Me too. Thank you.
Really, thank you. Thank you so much. Real pleasure.
Pleasure for me as well.
Excellent. Yes. Well,
so, thanks for being with us today.
We'll be back next week.
Hey, share the show with people.
Yeah. Share the gift of transformation.
That's right.
The communicable
really
ease. Yep.
And for the rest of the week until next week, be kind to yourselves.
That's a good place to go.
And come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.